AM 1300 KGLO, good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Lark Trigstad in the studio with us.
Da, 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 da.
Hello, Lark.
How do you do?
I do fine. Yeah, I do fine. It's time for Caregiver's Corner.
It is.
And today we are going to talk about a caregiver's issue.
Yep.
Late day confusion?
Yes, that's okay. The term I like to use.
Late day confusion.
Yep.
And this issue that many people who care for family members with memory and thinking problems, something that they struggle with a little
bit. Yeah, it really is. The timing is the classic characteristic. And just like my 4 o'clock flowers, see that little picture up there,
yeah.
Tim?
Yeah.
And my moon flowers in the garden, some elderly with dementia are night bloomers. Some medical professions believe that the syndrome is an accumulation of all the sensory stimulation from the day that becomes overwhelming and causes stress. And others speculate that it's caused by hormonal imbalances that occur at night. Or another theory suggests that the onset of symptoms at night is simply due to fatigue, which makes common sense. And others believe it has to do with the anxiety caused by the inability to see as well in the dark.
Yeah, I can't see. So, Well, some with Alzheimer's express their dementia throughout the day. The behaviors encountered in late-day confusion are often more severe and more pronounced and almost always worsen as the sun goes down and natural, and there's a key there too probably, natural daylight fades. While one person may express several of the behaviors at the same time, another may exhibit just only one of them.
That's right. And the more severe symptoms of another name for it, I like late-day confusion. It's been called over the years sundowner syndrome. And it's also most difficult to manage for those who care for Alzheimer's patients, and it may put others at risk because it involves hallucination, hiding things, paranoia, agitation, and wandering.
Yeah, you hear a lot about the wandering part of it, don't you?
You do.
And there is no real treatment for sundowner syndrome, but it can be managed better by using a number of approaches that have helped calm down those who experience this condition.
Right. And the most important, especially for family caregivers at home, is to have a routine. A routine's helped the sundowner feel safe. And for example, in the hospital, when we'd have a delirious patient, one of the things we would do is try to secure them with blankets and make the room a little lighter and just say, you're okay, carefully. Minimize surprises and set up daily rhythms that can be relied on. So, you know, bad thing is like 4 o'clock someone comes to visit, that throws things off. Without a routine that fits your loved one's needs for regular activity, and they may remain in a constant state of anxiety and confusion, and their limited cognitive abilities or their abilities to process, unable to deal with unpredictability of the day. So maintaining that routine tends to alleviate the severe anxiety experienced by those sundowning.
It is important to remember that sundowner syndrome is your loved one not something he or she can help.
Right.
And they're not purposely becoming agitated, or they're not mad on purpose, or afraid on purpose.
A lot of caregivers will say, well, you know better than that, you know, and that's not very therapeutic for either of you. Your loved one can go through these stressful moments by identifying the triggers, and you can help avoid them, and that's a really good way to start. You know, prevention is the key. Knowing what to expect of the sundown behaviors occur and receiving the necessary support along the way will make this road a little easier to navigate for family and care receiver alike.
So, 4 o'clock bloom in the evening, just about the time that working family caregivers get home from work.
Oh, Lord, yeah. You can't exactly set your watch by the colorful 4 o'clocks in your summer garden, but their timing's pretty good, similar to the late-day confusion of evening bloomers who have dementia. And on our website, North Iowa Sage Link, there are illustrated handouts of how to deal with agitation behaviors. And the National Institute of Health has great videos on there that can explain what's really happening with that person. So information, knowledge is the key to being able to cope.
And Lark, I would think, too, this is that funny time of year, too, where we're seeing the actual clock change because the sun doesn't come up now until
fall,
6:30 in the morning, and then
we go to fall back.
Yeah, the spring ahead, fall behind, those clock changes like that, but just the natural movement into fall and winter.
Yeah, the seasonal changes. Yeah,
that has to affect them, doesn't it?
It definitely does. And these circadian things, we don't really understand why, but all we can do is prepare for them and know that makes a difference.
Yeah.
So.
Lark, you are always filled with so many wonderful thoughts and good ideas
you.
And things. I appreciate that a lot, and I know our listeners do, too.
Yeah.
Caregiver's Corner, if they want more info, how do they find that?
At NorthIowaSageLink.com, and pretty easy to navigate around, and hopefully there are some things that will help you.
There will be, I guarantee.
Okay.
Thanks, Lark.
Bye-bye.
Lark Trickstay with us here this morning on AM 1300, KGLO.